We're in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchos Tefillin, the halachas of actually writing the Parshias. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin. Im Nafla Tipas Dio L'Tochaos. Sofer was writing. He wrote the kosher letters, and then a drop of ink falls on a letter. Veinani Keres Haos. And the os, the letter, no longer resembles what it's supposed to. And now this can happen in either of two ways. One is that it now looks like another letter, or it just doesn't look like any letter, or doesn't look like the letter it's supposed to. Ein takana ligror hadyo, v'al yedei kach yenikar os. It is insufficient to scrape off all the extra ink, devachok tochos, because what you're doing is you're carving it out. Upasul mishum debi'inan v'chosa v'lo v'chokak. The pasuk says that you're supposed to be kosev your tefillin. You're supposed to write tefillin. You don't go and erase to create the parshias of tefillin. So that if the way you're forming the letter is by getting rid of outside ink, then what you're doing is you're not doing a maisa ksiva, you're doing a maisa of chakika. Vuadin, similarly, imtav akosav dalid b'mokam resh. You wanted to write a resh, which is just round. Instead, you wrote a dalid. So what do you want to do now? Simple answer. Why don't you just scrape off that edge of the dalid and round it off so that it no longer resembles a dalid, now looks like a resh. Obeis b'mokam kaf. You wanted to write a kaf, which is supposed to be round, and instead you wrote a beis, which is square and even protrudes a little bit. So what do you want to do? Just scrape it to round off the edges. So the halach is that that would not be good. It would be insufficient to round off the corner. Because this is a case of chakika rather than ksiva and is therefore a puzzle. Now the halach is, if say a drop of ink fell there and you're not sure if the letter's got its surah or not, this would fit into a previous rule we learned, which is that you're allowed to ask a child if he can recognize it or not. If the child recognizes the letter, then the halach is it's kosher. If he does not, then it's pasul. And then you'll have to repair it. If it definitely doesn't look like the letter, or it definitely resembles another letter, the halach is a child is not going to help, and what you've got to do is scrape off the letter. Now, what do you do? We're going to see exactly how much of the letter you're going to have to scrape off in order for it to become kosher. It would sound from the Mechaber like what you really have to do is scrape off the whole thing. And we will be getting into that. Now, what about scraping off the letter, like rounding off, say, the top of the dalet to turn it into a resh, and then going over the letter in ink again? So the halach is that that doesn't work. Why not? Because a ksav al gabi ksav, when you're writing on top of writing, your second writing may not be considered writing altogether. So that the way you created the resh was by erasing the corner of the dalet, which is chakika and not ksiva. You now did a ksav al gabi ksav by writing on top of the previous letter, you accomplished nothing. Sum total of what you did here, you created a resh by carving it out of a dalet. That is not considered a maisa ksiva. So that writing on top of it would not be good. However, what happens if instead of rounding off the corner, you went and took your quill and thickened the top and the side and made it round? You added ink to make it round. That would be kosher. That would be kosher because what you're doing is you're writing a resh. This was by ksiva. This would not be possible. It is only when you're making it by chakika, that's where it would be puzzle. So thickening would be kosher, whereas being chokek is puzzle, even if you then go and write on top of it. There's a machlokis. What happens if you did chakika on part to fix a part of a letter, and then you complete the os by ksiva? That means that you started writing a letter in a way that it was puzzle. So what you did is you were chokek, you went and carved out the rest of the letter, but you didn't finish it. Then you finish it by way of ksiva. So, for example, he wrote some big letter, you know, and he goes and scrapes off all around and then leaves himself a straight line, which he would now like to go and turn into a beis. So what he's now doing is adding the top and the bottom and leaving this line in the middle that he carved out of that previous letter. or a much more straightforward case, and that is a drop of ink fell on the cloth, and he went and scraped out of it a straight line, and now he'd like to turn that straight line into a baize by adding the top and the bottom. According to the Mechaber Normal, that's fine, since the entire letter did not have a shape until after he wrote the top and bottom of it, so he wrote it. That's called ksiva. The Radak holds that if part of it was made by chakika, the entire letter is pasul. The Mishnah Berurah says that we are choshish for that. We are choshish, so that if a drop of ink spills on the page, what you've got to do is scrape off the entire drop of ink and only then complete the letter. Now, there's another interesting situation, which really involves a whole other aspect of it that we really didn't think about. When the sofer is writing, we're going to see the halachas, he's got to write lishma. He's got to write l'shem, kedushas, tefillin. He's writing b'chavon. That's when he writes. When a drop of ink falls onto the cloth, that is not written lishma. That is not being written l'shem, kedushas, tefillin. It was a drop of ink that splashed on the cloth. So when you go ahead and try to fix that drop of ink, no matter any way you look at it, that drop of ink is pasul. That drop of ink could not possibly really be the letter because it was not written lishma. So let's say accidentally a drop of ink fell on the cloth and looks exactly like a yud. And you know what? He needed to write a yud. The halachas is pasul because that was not written lishma. It was not written lishma. So you've got to go and scrape that out entirely. What happens if a drop of ink falls onto a letter, to an existing letter? Say a drop of ink falls onto a yud and covers most of it. So what do you do? What do you do with that drop of ink? The drop of ink is shelo lishma. So what you would do really is scrape off the letter and now write the letter again. Because just by writing on top of it, what are you accomplishing? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can write on top of it. Because there is a mamon of shach. Namely, if the original letter is considered what you wrote first, and that was written by kashrus, and the drop of ink that fell on it is nothing because it's ksav al gabi ksav, then your letter is kosher because of the initial writing. If we are to be choshish that the drop of ink passled your letter because it fell shelo lishma, that means we are saying that a ksav al gabi ksav is something. Well, if we're saying that writing on ksav is something, so by going over it a third time, lishma, you now wrote a kosher letter. So he says that in such a case, certainly if you had a drop of ink that fell on a letter, and instead of scraping off the letter, all you want to do is write the letter over again on top of that letter itself, the Mishnah Berurah would say that that is kosher. So if the drop of ink fell, we are choshish that it's now shelo lishma. But if you wrote on top of that, then the mon of shach, that would be kosher. Now, another case that is discussed is what happens if some other material falls on the letter. So, for example, wax. In those days, remember, they had a lot of wax candles around. They didn't have lights in the shul, and it would be quite common, and the same thing, whether this happened in Kriyas HaTorah or it happened in the house of a sofer, what happens if some wax drips onto a letter? The halacha is you're supposed to scrape it off. Even in a case where the wax, if the wax spills on top of the Shem Hashem, by lifting it off, really that is not a, taking off the wax is not a problem of mechika. The problem is that by scraping on top of it, you may be scraping off the Shem Hashem. So what it gives is a very interesting eitza. This is the way people often get wax drippings off their clothing, and that is you heat up the area. In those days, by holding it over a fire and then put something else on top of it, and it absorbs the wax. The wax will melt. So that's a very simple solution, you know. Or you can just put a piece of paper over it and iron on top of it, and this will absorb the wax. So for Shem Hashem, we don't do scraping on top of a Shem Hashem, but we can take the wax off. What happens if you're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? So take the wax off. What if it's Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you can see the letter through the wax, then you can lane that way, and that'll be sufficient. What happens if the wax is opaque and you cannot see the letter? So he says as follows. If you discovered this between gavra la gavra, that means you were about to start laning for somebody, and then you realize, you know, there's some wax here. How am I going to be able to lane when I get there? There he says, take out another Sefer Torah. Whereas, if in the middle of laning, In the middle of the aliyah, you get to a letter and there's some wax on it. Mishnah Berurah says you should lane that letter bal peh. You should just lane it, continue reading, don't take out another Sefer Torah. Not only that, but you don't have to do that for the next aliyah either. You should not be taking out another Sefer Torah for the next aliyah. So that if in the middle of laning it happened, you don't take out another Sefer Torah, you are to read it bal peh, and once you've read it already, then you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah for the next aliyah, because the next aliyah does not have words with wax on top of it. So it's only if you discovered it in Gavra la Gavra that he says that you should take out another Sefer Torah. Otherwise, you should continue laning the way it is.